NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Foreign policy concerns will have an impact in the upcoming presidential election. At this point, given the situations in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Haiti, do you think that'll work for or against President Bush?
Well, clearly he's trying to make it work for him, and national security has been an issue where he has scored high in the polls over his presidency, certainly since September 11th. The problem, of course, is that he can't control it, as that signing ceremony that didn't happen and then happened, as we've just heard from Ivan, demonstrates, and as Haiti most recently demonstrates. And this election could be more events-driven than any we've ever seen, given the war on terrorism, given the continuing nervousness over September 11th. So the president is trying to control the things he can, like the handover of power in Iraq, but we'll see whether that happens or not. Iraq is an area where support for the president's policy has been declining. Still, I think at this point it's better for him to talk about foreign policy than the economy, given the jobs reports that we saw last week. And also foreign policy plays into this kind of inchoate sense of leadership. And that is terribly important in a presidential election, and that has been working steadily for President Bush. He continues to score very high on the questions of whether you think he's a strong leader.
What do you think about the flap over the president's campaign using video snippets of September 11th in his political ads?
Well, the campaign has announced that they will keep using those ads, so clearly they're seeing some polling that's showing that it helps more than it hurts. And each time a Democrat brings up the question on television, the picture flashes from those ads, which probably works for the president rather than against him. Look, I think it's pretty unrealistic to think that that Bush will not use the central fact of his presidency and asking voters to rehire him.
Now, how does John Kerry stay in the news for 8 months?
This is going to get very tough. He's got, of course, a Democratic convention coming. It's in the summertime, and that will be another spurt in the news. But between now and then, as he's trying to raise money to continue to stay before the people, it's very hard. Now, he's announced that he's sending a team to Iraq to assess the situation there and help him formulate his policy there. I guess he hopes to get some play out of that. And, of course, the big question, where he will get a good bit of press, is the vice presidential pick. But, you know, all weekend there were stories of how Kerry makes his decisions, and we were told by his brother that they are deadline-driven, and if that's the case, this vice presidential conversation could be going on for a very long time, right up into the convention. It could get old.
What kind of candidate do you think he'll be looking for?
Well, you know, there are all these questions, Bob, about what works more. Is it region? Is it compatibility with the candidate? Is it filling in some gap that he doesn't have? For instance, he's a senator. Should you name a governor? I think in this year, when this election is likely to be fought in just a very few states, that trying to find someone from one of those states makes a whole lot of sense.
NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.